Well, our nurse of the month this month is Tyson Rowland from Aberdeen. He is a registered nurse at Capital Medical Center. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. I'm so excited to let you know that you have won Nurse of the Month. How cool is that?
That is super cool. Right on.
Well, you know, we get to talk to a lot of really great people, and you are one of them. Only a few people make it into the actual winning category, and you win a nice little prize. We got a prize basket from Aberdeen Office Equipment. You get some pizza from Domino's Pizza and a $50 prepaid Visa card from Great Northwest Federal Credit Union. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, you had somebody nominate you for Nurse of the Month, and we always like to read the nomination to just let people know what an awesome individual you are. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to read it to you.
Yeah, go right for it.
All right.
It
says, Tyson is extraordinary. His heart truly shines through in every patient he encounters. To him, patients are more than just a number, and his job is more has more value than just a paycheck. His whole heart is in the care he provides to his patients. Tyson works 12-hour night shifts. He's an amazing leader and mentor, and also many times the first person you get asked to be in code blue. We'll have to ask you about that later. His experiences after 11 years of working in the hospital are hard to match, but his dedication and love for his patients is even harder to match. And that's why you were nominated.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
Obviously, you're well thought of, and sounds like you've been doing this for a while. Tell me a little bit about how long you've been a nurse.
So actually, I've been in the medical field for 11 years. Started out as a certified nursing assistant, and then went to nursing school at Grace Harbor College, and now I've been a registered nurse now going on 3 years.
Wow, that is fantastic. So tell me a little bit why you got into it, because nursing is not an easy profession.
It's not, you know, and when you look at it from the outside, it is definitely not what it seems when until you get on the inside, and it's very difficult. But in the end, I just absolutely love helping people. That is a huge part of it. But honestly, the biggest reason I got into it, my mom, and I got to give a shout out to mom. It's her birthday today.
So
happy birthday, mom.
That's great.
And my mom was an ICU nurse for years, and she just has such an enormous heart. And took so much pride in just being a nurse. She was amazing with her patients, and it was just such an inspiration to me. I mean, I remember being a kid, and I was so science-driven and just fascinated with how the body worked, and I would just grill her with questions, and she would answer them, and just to see the impact that she had on people's lives, too. We'd be at the grocery store, and people would come up and, you know, explain to her how well their significant other is doing now because of her care, and that just struck me, you know, to the core. And I was like, you know, this is definitely what I want to do.
That is fantastic. In the nomination, they said that you were the first to volunteer for Code Blue. What does that mean?
So, in the time where someone starts to decline rapidly, you know, we call it Code Blue, and you get the entire interdisciplinary team, you know, at bedside to, you know, take care of this patient, to resuscitate them and, you know, try to bring them back to life. And, I've had a lot of experience in all the 11 years I've worked. It's always been in the intensive care unit. And and with my build, to be honest with you, I'm one of the first ones that they call to get, you know, effective chest compressions. And the way I can kind of just, I guess what they tell me, keep my cool during very stressful situations. So a lot of people just kind of, I guess, look to me to help them at bedside in those situations.
Well, that's pretty cool. You must experience the gamut of emotions from when you save a patient and when you lose a patient. How do you deal with the stress of that?
It is extremely difficult. Of course, when the situation has, you know, subsided and everything settles down, whether for the positive or, you know, the negative side of it, you kind of just bring yourself together and you focus on, you know, how good the team worked together. You look at the best for the patient, and then, you know, happy that it went to the positive side.
Right.
But if it goes to the opposite side, you know, you're thankful that that person is no longer having those stresses and they're, you know, they've gone to a better place. And then at that point you switch gears, you know, because now you have to still advocate for that patient and, you know, be there for the family. And
wow.
That can be tough. It can, but, you know, that's the job that we signed up for, and it's something I really enjoy doing, you know, being there to help family through those tough times.
It takes a very special person to be able to do that, and it sounds like you are one of those. Tell me, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
Oh, man, you know, this is a question nurses get asked all the time, and, you know, it can be very tough. You sometimes have to stop and refocus on, like, why you're there, you know, because it gets so hectic, especially in these times recently. But in the end, I would say to really pinpoint that is kind of the fallback, what I said before, is just to help people, especially during this COVID pandemic. It's difficult for patients. They come into the hospital, and now they don't have their loved one by their side. They don't have family or friends coming in to see them.
Right.
So now we have stepped into that role. You know, we have to sometimes be there during this frightening time to be at bedside, hold their hand, and, right, you know, let them release their heart to us. And I just, at the end of the day, when you stop, whether you've been running to keep somebody from, you know, passing, or, you know, you're there just to lend a hand and let that person know that you're there for them, at the end of the day, that's so rewarding to know that you helped somebody during such a stressful time. Oh, yeah. And, you know, and as a nurse, there's nothing better than you go home, you come back the next day, and they tell you, hey, you know, your patient in this room is requesting you back for what you've done.
Aww.
And it just lets you know that, you know what, man, you did what you signed up for, and you made an impact on that person in the positive.
Wow, that's just fantastic. Tyson, it takes a very special person to be able to do what you do. And I for one, am very glad, and I know our listeners are glad, that somebody like you is involved in the profession of nursing. So I just want to, again, just shout out and say we honor you and thank you for your service. And we appreciate the fact that you're around doing what you're doing. So congratulations on becoming Nurse of the Month.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And I just want to say something else is thank you to all the nurses, everybody in the medical field, and everybody out there that's just working hard and keeping everything going. And you guys all stay safe. And thank
like
you
work-
for all you do
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, it sounds like you work with a really good team of folks.
For sure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Tyson, congratulations again, and I appreciate your service to our community.
Definitely. Thank you very much.